We're in Or HaChaim Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Birchos HaPeiros, Halacha Dalet, and we're in the middle of paragraph Yud Beis in the subparagraph that begins with the words V'zois HaBechina Hi B'chol Adam U'B'chol Zman. Recently we were discussing Paro's dream and the Jews going down to Egypt and Yosef HaTzadik. Now this next paragraph begins where Rav Nosson Zal once again brings this home to us. Exactly what does this have to do with me today? V'zois HaBechina Hi B'chol Adam U'B'chol Zman. What we just described in the previous year about Paro's dream, the 7 good years, the 7 bad years, applies to every single person at all times. Shelefa'omim nesoyrer ha'odam el ha'kedusha. At times, a person gets motivated and inspired to holiness. Umislahev liboy ma'oid la'ashem yisborach behishtoikikus nifla. And the person's heart gets fired up to Hashem with a wondrous yearning. The person wants to reach up to heaven. V'nidmeloi shebevadai yihye ish kosher v'lo yimnoeyu shum moineya. And the person feels that he's going to become a great person, a great tzaddik, a very religious person, and nothing in the world will be able to stop him. V'tekef achar sho noifel mitshukosoi v'nitamteim liboi v'nizbalbel moichoi v'shoykecheach legamri es kol hatshuka harishona ki'ilu me'oilam lo'hoye lo'tshuka klal avodas habayir esborach. And then shortly afterwards, after the person's feeling this tremendous high, shortly afterwards, they lose it completely. The person falls from that high level and their heart feels stuffed up, and the mind is confused, and the person forgets completely that high as if it never happened. V'lefamim yochel liyos shetshukosoy la'ashem yisborach nimshach eize zman godol. Sometimes this yearning to Hashem, this fire, can last for a period of time, a length of time. V'yafal pikein, and despite that, yesh she'acharkach noifel mitshukosoy. There are some people who, even though for a couple of years they were on fire and they were running, afterwards they lose that fire, and the heart becomes stuffed heart, ad she'sheicheach hakol, to the point where the person forgets everything. V'nidmeloi ki'ilu me'oilam lo'hoyoloi tshuka klal. And again, it seems to the person as if they never had that high at all. They never felt very religious or wanting to be religious. V'chol ze nimshach mibechino hanal. And all of this comes from what we described earlier. Ki kol ha-kedushois heim min ha-moichin ha-kedoshim. Because all holiness and all spiritual inspiration comes from the moichin, from the seichel that Hashem sends down to the world. Sheheim ikar ha-odam. That's the real essence of a person. The real essence of a person is their brain, their soul. Rabbi Nizal has a chapter in the Likutei Moran where Rabbi Nizal speaks about the word ani, I want this. I am going to do this. And what is the I? Is the I my fingers? Is it my nose? And Rabbi Nizal says the I is usually the neshama, the soul, the brain of the person, the neshama which is seated in the brain. Sheheim ikar ha'odam. That's the real person. Ki ikar ha'odam hu hadas v'hamoyach. Shehu haneshama v'achiyu shel adam. Because the real essence of a person is their brain, their thinking process, which is the soul, which is the spiritual life of the person. V'ikar ha'moichin heim ha'moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. And the real good seichel, healthy seichel, is the seichel of Eretz Yisrael. Shehim bechinas noyam kanal, which is referred to as noyam, sweetness, this divine sweetness. And when a person suddenly feels a deep desire and yearning for holiness and to serve Hashem, ze nimshach mehamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael. That's coming to the person from that Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, Mibchinas Noyam Ho'Elyon, from that sweet heavenly splendor. Whereby this person received a flow of light coming from that place, from that Noyam Ho'Elyon, from that Moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Ach tekef kishinim shecholov hashpoas hanoyam, nisoyeru tekef hachoivlam kanal. However, as soon as that flow of this heavenly light comes to the person, those other guys become aware of it, the choivlam become aware of it, and they also rise up, and they want to come and join this party. Ukesheinoi zoyche lesaknon. And if the person does not succeed in repairing those choivlim, in doing what needs to be done properly for those choivlim, azai heim poigmim es bechinas hamoich shel Eretz Yisrael shenem shcholov, then they have the ability to damage that seichel of Eretz Yisrael that came upon the person. Vayidezeh hu sheicheach hakoil, and that results in the person forgetting completely the inspiration, the motivation, ki'ilu loyhoye loy chuka klal, as if he never had it at all whatsoever. Just like in Paro's dream, where it said that when the skinny cows swallowed up the fat cows, they remained 100% skinny. You couldn't see any change at all. You couldn't see that there ever were these fat cows. It was forgotten completely. And just like Yosef HaTzadik interpreted it, that when the 7 years of famine would come, things would get so difficult, so bad, that they would forget that there was ever any good years. Al kein tzorich ha'odom lishmoires hazikoroin mo'i. Therefore, a person has to guard their memory very, very well. She'yazkir es atzmoi b'chol pam es kol ha'tshukois harishonois. The person has to be able to remind themselves always about those feelings that they had in the beginning, that deep yearning for Hashem, that spiritual connection. And the yearning and the fire that the person felt way back for Hashem and for serving Hashem, kedei lahamshich olav es kol horeshimois, in order for the person to draw upon themselves all of the residue, all of the imprints that remained with the person from those original yearnings. Even if the yearnings go away, the mark that they left on the person, they still leave a reshimu. We mentioned this previously, that the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about these moichin, these seichel, it's compared to oil. And when you put oil into a glass or a cup, even when you spill out the oil completely, supposedly, there remains a film of the oil on the inside of the cup. And so too in our discussion, when a person has moichen, this seichel, this light, this spiritual light, even when it leaves, it usually always leaves a reshimu, an imprint, a film, that the person can tap into and connect to and be able to remember the full measure of light that they had. So that by the person being able to connect to that reshimu and remember the high that they felt previously, this will inspire the person to return to Hashem. Ukemoshekosav Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 222, Sheha'odon tzorich lechoiz atzmoi b'horeshimois shenisharuloi miyomim horishoinim, that a person has to hold on to the imprints that are left with the person from those earlier days when they first started to become religious, or when they first started on this high that they had. Shehoyom azriach loy oiro yisporach, where the light of Hashem was shining for the person. Ayin Sham, take a look over there in chapter 222 in Likutei Moran. This is one of the reasons for that famous sentence at the end of Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, Hashem, please return us to you and let us do a real tshuva, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, renew our days like once before, kekedem, like way back, when we felt that high, that inspiration. It's called the tchilas hachasidus. When a person first starts becoming religious, or when a person converts, or when a person starts on a new level of Yiddishkeit, there's an adrenaline, there's a connection to Hashem, where the person's flying, the person feels very spiritual. But unfortunately, usually that lasts a period of time and then it leaves. And a person has to remember that, not to forget, not to allow the Yetzer Hara to get me to forget it. I know I was once there. I tasted it. I know what it is. I know that I can feel that. And now I'm going to work hard to do whatever it takes to restore that original high. V'zeh b'chinas Yosef. And this is the concept of Yosef HaTzadik, shehu b'chinas ha-tikun shel chalom paroi. He was the solution for Paroi's dream. Shenoisein Eitzel, Yosef HaTzadik gave the advice, shetiskayim ha-sviya v'hatoiv shel sheva shnei ha-sova, so that the plentifulness and the goodness of those 7 good years should remain. And that the country, the land, will not crumble from famine. Here we're talking about that moichin of chutz loretz. Rav, famine, is associated with the seichel of chutz loretz. What was Yosef HaTzadik's advice? That they should gather all the food from those 7 good years and save it. Whatever they don't have to use, save it. Put it in storage. And that food will remain to be available in the future when they'll really need it. Hainu, what is this teaching us? That the moment a person feels an inspiration, some of that spiritual light, b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that holiness of Eretz Yisrael, shemishom kol hakedushas, which is the source of all holiness, azai tekef yase eze uvda dekdusha. The person should apply it to something tangible. When a person's feeling that spiritual high, that deep yearning for Hashem, use it to do something. For example, al yidei shtei kikusoi, lehispalel, to say a prayer, oy lilmoid, or to learn, or yase eisa mitzvah, or perform a mitzvah. Ve'yase la'atzmoi oitzrois b'moichoi. And by doing this, the person is creating warehouses, storehouses in their brain, lahatmin shom es kol atoiv shel sheva shanam atoivos, to save up over there, to hide over there, all of that good of the 7 good years. Ki ha'odom yesh loy bechira. Because a human being has free choice. V'yesh koyach beyodoy kishebol of eze tshuka toiva lahatmin ule kasher oisa bepnimi esmoichoy. And a person has the ability, when the person feels a spiritual inspiration, a yearning for Hashem, that kind of thing, to lock it up, to hide it deeply, deep in his brain, to place it deep inside the recesses of his brain, v'likach b'machshavto izoy sachuka lezochra heitev shelo yishkocheho, and to embed it deeply in his brain so that he'll always remember it, he'll never forget that super high that he felt. Kimeachar sheYosef HaTzadik moedi aloi mikoidem. Because since Yosef HaTzadik is informing you up front, that this high is not something permanent, it's going to leave you. And there are going to come days of dryness, of famine, when you're not going to feel spiritually connected at all, chas v'shalom. Ve'yirtzu lahashkiach mimenu kol ha'toiv ahu. And the forces of evil, the Yetzirah, is going to try to get you to forget that you ever experienced that high. Al yidei zeh. Once we know this in advance, once Yosef HaTzadik informs us that there's 7 good years and 7 bad years, this is the way it goes. This is the way it has to be. Al yedei zeh, through this, hamaskil, a person who's intelligent, yoven meyatzmai, will understand for himself, shetzorich lignois heitev es kol hatoiv shel bechina sheva shnei asava, that the person has to hide very, very well, put away some of that goodness of those 7 good years. To lock up those that holy yearning in his brain, in his heart, and to think about this very, very seriously. That what? That even when my heart is going to become messed up, as a result of the effects of that, of the negativity of the choivlin, afal piken yischazek ba'avoidas Hashem. Despite that, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to hang in there in my connection to Hashem and in serving Hashem. Al yedei sheyizkor es atzmoi b'hatshuka harishonu kanal. By the fact that I'm going to remind myself, I'm going to remember that yearning that I had in the beginning, that those feelings. V'chol harishimois shel hatshukos harishonos, and all of the imprints of those earlier yearnings, sheyigonzu bepnimius moichoi, which are hidden away deep inside the person's mind, yuloi lepikodoin, they will serve for the person as a backup. Lahachyois es nafshoi bimei ra, that's your savings account that you'll be able to draw on when things are bad. Shehem b'chinas sheva shnei harov, the 7 years of famine. B'chinas, as Yosef HaTzadik told them, v'hoyo ho'oichel lepikodoin le'oretz le'sheva shnei harov. So that the food that will be put away during the 7 years of plentifulness will be a savings account for the 7 years of famine, asher tihiyeno achreken, which are going to follow the 7 good years, and the land will not be destroyed through famine. This is so precious. This is so important. Because Rav Nosson Zal is telling it like it is. He's really enlightening us. And people that don't know this, people that haven't given this information, when they experience highs a lot, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know, what should I be doing now when I'm high? What should I be doing when I'm down? People make money. We see it in the gashmias world, financial world. Person makes some money and right away they go out and spend all of it. And they don't think that nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Maybe I should use it for what I need now and put aside some, because there's not always going to be this same situation, this plentifulness. Now we'll understand also why in Paro's dream there were seven fat cows, 7 skinny cows, 7 fat stalks, 7 skinny stalks. And Yosef HaTzadik said 7 good years, 7 bad years. Keneged shivas haminim shenishtapcha bohem Eretz Yisrael. The 7 good years, the 7 fat cows, correspond to the 7 great products which Eretz Yisrael is praised about, the fruits and the grains. Shehem b'chinas hashpoas hanoyam ho'elyon. They represent that flow of that divine sweetness. U'kenegdom, and opposing them, opposite them, heim shivo amomen, are the 7 nations of the goyim, the Knani, the Chiti, the Moiri, the Prizi, shehem hora shebechovim. They represent the negativity, the bad part of the choivlim. Shehim b'china sheva shnei harov. They correspond to the 7 years of famine. Sheikar ha-golus me'eretz Yisrael. Shu b'chinas golus mitzrayim. Shekoilo kol ha-golios hu al yodom. Whereby the whole concept of the Jews being exiled from Eretz Yisrael, of which the first and major one was the exile to Egypt, came through the power of these 7 nations. This klipa, these choivlim. V'yalkein, and therefore, Iker ha-geula shel Mitzrayim, hoyo bischus Yosef. The main thing that helped us get out of Egypt, to be redeemed from Egypt, was the merit of Yosef HaTzadik, she'omad benisoyon, who passed a specific test, a very difficult test, v'nishmar me'ahavas noshim. He guarded himself from falling into a sinful desire for women. When Potiphar's wife tried every which way possible to seduce him, to engage him, the Gemara fills in all kinds of things that we don't see clearly in the Chumash. She changed her different clothing in the morning, different clothing in the evening. She tried every trick in the book to ensnare him. This young man who's away from his family, he's away from his country, he's all alone in this cesspool of Tuma, Mitzrayim, which is wall-to-wall znus, all kinds of immorality. And Yosef HaTzadik held himself firm, and he passed the test completely. He did not fall for that false sweetness, the sweetness of the Yetzer Hara, the Sidrachra. And through this, Yosef HaTzadik was able to draw upon himself the flow of holy sweetness, the divine sweetness. This Noyam HaElyon is the source of holy love. Ki Yosef Sharoshar Misham, because as we mentioned earlier, Yosef is rooted in that Noyam HaElyon, Mibchinas Noyam, as the Torah describes him as Yefei Toyar Vifei Mare. He's beautiful, he's handsome, he has that divine sweetness in him. V'alkein al yodoi hoyo ikar hagula, and therefore it's through his merit that the Jews really were zeicha to get out of Egypt. Kamoi shekosuv, as the Torah writes clearly in last week's parsha that we had, Parshas Beshalach, vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu took a secret weapon with him. He took a battering ram that was going to help them get out of Egypt, that was going to help them get across the Red Sea, that was going to help them during the 40 years in the desert. What was it? The bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Ki Yosef yeshloi koyach lehizgaber b'chol pam keneged hachoivlim lehachnio harash bohem shloi kalkulu es b'chinas hanoyam. Because Yosef HaTzadik is the one who has the power to overcome, to stand up to these choivlim, to defeat the negativity, the evil of these choivlim, that they should not be able to spoil and damage the noyam. Adarabba, just the opposite. Bechinas hanoyam yisaknu es hachoivlim. The noyam will repair completely these choivlim. Shezehu ma shezocho Yosef liftor ulesaken chaloim paroi. This is the whole concept of Yosef HaTzadik being successful in interpreting and bringing about a salvation from Paro's dream. To the extent that the years of famine should not be able to mess up the success of the years of plentifulness. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yemei hasova yechayu es yemei harov. The days of plentifulness were able to give life to the years of famine. Shezeu bechinas shehaneimim yisaknu es hachoivlim. That's the concept of these, the moichan of Eretz Yisrael, repairing the moichan of Chutz Loretz. The noyam repairing the choivlim. V'alkein hizhiroisam. And this is why Yosef HaTzadik warned the Jewish people. V'ha'alisem es atzmoisai mizeh itchem. Make sure to take my bones with you when you try to leave Egypt. Sheyalu atzmoisov l'Eretz Yisrael, to make sure to bring Yosef HaTzadik to Eretz Yisrael, ubakoyach hazeh yizgabru b'chol pam al achoivlim. And this is what will empower them throughout the 40 years in the desert, at the crossing of the Red Sea, every step of the way, to be able to overpower the choivlim, ad sheyichbishu Eretz Yisrael, until they'll succeed in conquering Eretz Yisrael, Shehu Bechinas Noyam, Eretz Yisrael, which is this Noyam Hoelyoin, Bechinas Yosef, which is also the aspect of Yosef HaTzadik. Any questions, please?
What's the difference between taking advantage of that Yisores but doing some Pu'ula or not? Either way, is there a Rishima?
Very important question. The answer is, there is a Rishima, but the Rishima also can become weak and disappear unless you lock it in. There's that term, lock it in. Connect it, you have to attach it to something. Here again, for example, a person, let's say they light Hanukkah candles, they have an oil menorah, and they use the oil, and there's a little bit of oil left in the cups afterwards. If you leave it there like that, you just leave it like that, and you don't do anything with it, very often flies will go into it. There'll be 100 different ways that it'll either disappear, it'll either evaporate, or it'll become damaged and spoiled. What you really want to do is scoop out that Rishima and put it in something or attach it to something, you know. And then, you know, it, by attaching it to something tangible, that ensured that you didn't lose it. You didn't let go of it. This is a very, very, very important point. Because again, everybody has those inspirations and everybody loses those inspirations. And what separates the men from the boys is the people who learn this advice. They study exactly how to deal with an aliyah, how do you deal with the yerida, and how do you ensure that you're going to retain as much as possible, you know, the effects of that aliyah. It's a matter, number one, Rav Nosson Zal spoke about really remembering, locking in. When times are good, make sure that you're going to really think about it and absorb it, you know, take it real solidly into your brain so that you're not going to forget. Sometimes the difference between remembering and forgetting is how serious a person takes something. I think about this personally a lot of times. Unfortunately, I didn't speak to my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, about this, but I saw that he had a spectacular, unbelievable memory when it came to Torah. You know, he remembered every word, and he could remember what line on the page it's on and everything. And people say photographic memory, people make all kinds of statements. One of the thoughts that came to me was, he had such respect and love for this. This was so important to him. When something is extremely, extremely, extremely important to you, you won't forget it. You can't forget it. When a person forgets something, usually it's because it wasn't really, really very important to me. A person's wife says, you're going shopping, please remember to get this. Every one of us is bombarded by thousands of distractions all the time. And the person comes, did you bring that? No. I asked you for one thing. I told you there's one thing that I need. How could you forget? And sometimes the reason is because it wasn't that important to me. Now, one of the ways that a person shows that something is important is by writing it down. Writing it down. I have a good friend in America. I had the privilege of meeting him 30 years ago. We met through a mutual friend, and we developed a friendship and got closer, and he was very serious. One son is in Kollel already 10 years, and the other son was in Kollel. All the kids, very religious. The whole family has grown spectacularly. And this friend of mine, whenever something happened to him that he felt he saw Hashem, a miracle or an extraordinary situation was clear to him, that this wasn't coincidence, he had his notebook, he has his little notebook here, he writes it down. And he would make reference to it every couple of years. He would tell me, I have this in my notebook, or I'm writing this down, that kind of thing. That's one of the ways that a person, we know Rav Nosson Zal, we have a sefer called Yemei Maharanat, the days of Rav Nosson Zal, where Rav Nosson Zal wrote down certain important events in his life. Because he, why? Number one, for himself, that he didn't want to forget it. And number two, he understood that this would be beneficial to his children, to his grandchildren, and to us. 200 years later, we are still benefiting from the fact that he understood that his life was important enough to document certain important things. Someone raised the question that there's a custom in Breslov of doing a rikud after davening, after shachris, after ma'ariv. They do a rikud, dancing. And is this an example of locking in the Rishima? The answer is yes, I believe it is. That's one of the ways, because again, a person, it feels privileged that I was zeicha to get up this morning, I was zeicha to go to shul, to daven with a minyan, to put on talis and tefillin, two pairs of tefillin. But the satan is very, very good at getting us to forget. forget. So before a person leaves, that dancing afterwards is a way of saying, thank you, Hashem. Thank you. I'm so lucky. I'm so privileged. There's what to dance. There's what to celebrate. I made it to I davened shacharis today, Baruch Hashem. I'm celebrating it. When a person, here again, a wedding, a couple gets married. The music, the dancing, the decor, all the different things is all part of making, helping us to be able to remember that special event. This term Zikaron D'Kedusha, which is mentioned in many places throughout Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, and again, Rabbi Nosson Zal showed us earlier, the five Zechirois, so that this is a major part of Yiddishkeit. We're going to be reading tomorrow morning, we're going to be reading the Ten Commandments, Aseres Adibrois. You have that huge word in there, Zochor Es Yoim HaShabbos L'Katshoi. Remember Shabbos. When should I remember it? The Gemara says, remember it from Sunday morning. From Sunday morning, remember that Shabbos is coming. Why? What's the big deal? You know what the big deal is? If you don't remember Shabbos, you're going to drown. The 6 days of the week will kill you. Because the 6 days of the week is Chayvlim. You're swimming in Chayvlim. The 6 days of the week are kosher, pasul, tamei, tohar. It's good and bad mixed together. And if you want to survive, if you want to succeed, 7 days a week, remember Shabbos. Remember the seventh day, which is the seven good years. If you'll remember, if you'll be able to remember the sweetness that you had from the previous Shabbos, or the sweetness you're looking forward to, or the coming Shabbos, that'll carry you through the 6 days of the week.
Noam, when you write it out with a vav, with the kolel, comes out to 170. And tzadik yesod olam, the Rashi Tevot, tzadik yud ayin, also comes out to 170. He is the source of the noam in this world. By binding herself, attaching, there are a few moments, I believe, that every student felt this neimut that comes from the Rebbe, his Rebbe. By also remembering those specific moments, how pleasant the Torah is when we're really bound to such tzaddikim, it gives us the koach to push through and those moments of chovadim.
Definitely. Beautiful. Someone pointed out the poem Dayenu, that we remember and recount all the good things Hashem did for us. That's the foundation of prayer. What the Gemara tells us, a prayer is not complete unless it has two parts. Part one is Shlochoi Shalmokoyim, praising and thanking Hashem, again, remembering all the good things that Hashem has done for us till now. If a person does that, then they're able there to open their mouth and heart to ask for the future. Without that, you can't really do it. This is the incredible significance of that long paragraph right before Shmoneh Esrei, which begins with those incredible words, Ezras Avoseinu Atohu Me'olam. Hashem, you were always there for us. You were the one who helped our forefathers all the time. Mogen Umoshia Lehem. That whole paragraph is so important, so beautiful, because again, it puts the person in a good frame of mind. I'm able to remind myself that Hashem is good, and He did do so many good things for us in the past. So even if right now I'm experiencing 7 years of all kinds of difficulties, by remembering that Hashem was good and there was a lot of good, this gives me the fuel and fire to ask for the divine assistance I need now and to be able to weather the 7 years of famine. Okay, now we come to a very, very important paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'holchem al kivrei tzadikim b'erev Rosh Hashanah. Everything we've been learning here will enlighten us regarding the tremendous significance that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a custom of all Jews to go to Kivrei Tzadikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, to pray there that Hashem should help us in the merit of all of these Tzadikim that are buried here, the merit of these Jews that are buried here, in their merit Hashem should bless us with a good year. Our prayers of Rosh Hashanah should succeed. Ki histalkus hatzadik hu besoich bechinas noyam hoelyon. Because when a tzaddik passes away, the term that's used for passing away is nistalek. Nistalek means to go up. Where is he going up to? What is that destination called? What's that? It's called noyam hoelyon. Sheshom oilen kol nishmois hatzadikim. That's where all the souls of holy tzaddikim go when they leave this world. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, lachzois benoyam Hashem, to have the privilege of seeing and gazing at Hashem's sweetness. Bechinas, as it says at the end of the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, ne'imois b'yemincha netzach. Netzach means eternity, olam haba, that world of eternity. What is it? It's ne'imois. It's the location of this divine sweetness. Ve'al kein b'mekoyim genizosom hu bechinas Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the place where a tzaddik is buried, even if it's not physically in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says, bechinas tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Tzaddikim inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosu b'mokam achar, as Rabbi Nizal writes about this in the second part of Likutei Moran, chapter 109. Because in the place where a tzaddik is buried, there is this very high level concentration of this noyam ho'elyon, this divine sweetness, shubachinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, shemishom kol hakedushos, which is the source of all holiness, ki kol ho'eser kedushos. Shem klal kol hakedusha sheboilam heim beretz Yisrael. Because the Mishnah tells us in Kalim that all 10 levels of holiness, which represent every type of holiness in the world, are all found in Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein hoilchem al kivrehem be'erev Rosh Hashanah. And this is why we go to visit the kvorim of tzaddikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, kedei lizkois lekabel shom kedushas Rosh Hashanah, in order to be zoicha from there to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Rosh Hashanah, shehu bechinas hashpoas hanoyam, which is again this flow of this divine sweetness, bechinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, shemizgale b'Rosh Hashanah, which is revealed especially on Rosh Hashanah, as we learned before, the birthday of Adam Arishon. And this is why one of the most important things to do when you visit the kever of a tzaddik is to recite chapters of Tehillim, ki mizmoyrei Tehillim heim bechinas noyam, because chapters of Tehillim are again an expression of this divine sweetness, bechinas ne'im zmirois Yisrael, as David HaMelech called the sweet singer of the Jewish nation. Now, a person would say, then hold on a second. If I'm in Eretz Yisrael, why would I leave Eretz Yisrael to go to a kever of a tzaddik in Chutz Loretz, which is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, there's multiple answers here. Number one, that a person physically in Eretz Yisrael, in order for them to connect to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, has to have all kinds of prerequisites. A person going to the kever of a tzaddik, in some ways, can be much more easily and much more powerfully connected to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Remember, in the story of the Meraglim were in Eretz Yisrael, and still Kolev ben Yefuna put his life in danger, the Torah tells us, to go to Hebron alone, by himself, to pray at the kever of at Kivrei Tzadikim, at Amorat Samach Pela. And he was saved, and the others weren't, Rachman al-San. The others fell. They were in Eretz Yisrael too. They were in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't over there. They didn't put their hope. They didn't bet on the zchus, on the merit of the tzaddikim. They didn't make that extra effort to travel, to walk to the Kivrei Tzadikim, to be mispalel over there. That's a game changer. That's a major, major change. And as the Gemara says, why don't we know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried today? Because if we knew, we would go to the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there the Gemara says, and we would say to Moshe Rabbeinu, get up and defend us, daven for us like you did during your lifetime. And Moshe Rabbeinu would get up, and he would nullify the decree of Hashem. No matter what, no matter what date it has on it, no matter what criteria, he would be able to eliminate it completely. And Hashem knows, Hashem doesn't want that to happen yet. That has to happen at the right time. V'ze b'chinas chavolim nafluli bane'imim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a little more detail in explaining those last few lines of the first chapter of Tikkun HaKlali, chapter 16 in Tehillim, where it says, in that paragraph, it says, Chavolim Nafluli Bane'imim, that the Chavolim, the Choivlim, fall into the Ne'imim. This pasuk is the basis of the chapter on Likutei Moran that our halacha is based on, chapter 71 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And then after that it says, Ne'imois b'mincha netzach. Sha'imrim, these sentences we recite b'mizmor michtam ledavid. In the chapter of Tehillim that begins with the words michtam ledavid, chapter 16, Shehu ha'mizmor harishoin mehayud mizmori Tehillim shetikein Rabbeinu Zal. This is the opening chapter of the Tikkun HaKlali which Rabbeinu Zal revealed to us. Ki ikr Tikkun HaBris. Shehu ikr tikun kol hachatoim hualidei hashpoas hanoyam ha'elyon. Because the main success in Tikkun HaBris, in purity, in avoiding the impure types of love, the sinful type of connection between men and women, and to be zoche to connect to the highest level of holiness, which is a holy relationship between men and women, is dependent on, which is the main tikkun for all of a person's sins, because the word bris is bigimatria 612, with the kolel, plus the word itself, it's 613, to show that this has in it the entire Torah, hualidei hashpoa sanoim elyon, is through by receiving a flow of this divine sweetness, Shehu Moichen Shel Eretz Yisrael, which is this high-level Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, Shehu Iker HaKedusha, which is the real holiness, Kedushas Hadas, the holiness of true intellect. Kal Yedei Hashpoas Hanoyam O'Elyoin, because by receiving and benefiting from the flow of this divine sweetness, Meshabrim Ahavas Noshim Kanal, this helps eliminate and destroy the sinful, the wrong type of love for women, the wrong type of attraction. V'zoichin l'kedushas hadas shel Eretz Yisrael. And the person zoicha to that holy das of Eretz Yisrael, shehu klal kol hakedushos, which is a composite of all types of holiness. V'zeh shemesaimim. And this is why that first chapter in Tikkun HaKlali concludes with the words ne'imois b'yemincha netzach. That word ne'imois, sweetness, from eternally, eternal sweetness. Ki mitchila oyrim, because a few lines above that, we said chavolim nafuli bani'imim. That when there's this noyam o'elyoin, the chavolim show up. They fall into the pot looking for their tikkun. Dahainu shachoivlim noiflim bani'imim lehistakein. As Rabbeinu Zal explained this in our chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 71. Vazai adayin onu choshishim shelo yizgabru hachoiv lemalaneimim. And at that point, we're still very concerned that these choivlim can overpower the ne'imim, via kalkaloisim, and mess them up, gamkein, chas v'shon, and even mess up the ne'imim. Alkein oimrim acharkach. Therefore, we continue in that chapter of Tehillim, and we say, Avorech es Hashem asher yotzani. I bless Hashem who has advised me. Hainu shashem yisborach noisein eitzois lahodom al yedei hatzadik ho'emes bo'ifin sheyizke lahagbir hanimim alachoyim kanal. This means that Hashem advises us through his true tzadikim to know how to ensure that the ne'imim will overpower the choivlim and not the opposite. V'zeh b'chinas, this is why it says there over there in that chapter of Tehillim, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. I place Hashem in front of me constantly. That magic word tomid, which means Eretz Yisrael. Tomid zeh b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. Tomid is a code word for Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas, as the Torah says, that Eretz Yisrael is the location in the world where Hashem's eyes are constantly focused on it. Tamid Einei Hashem Elokech Bo. The eyes of Hashem are constantly focused on Eretz Yisrael. Hainu Shekedushas Eretz Yisrael Tzrichem Lahamshach Al Atzmai Tamid. A Jew has to always be trying to draw that holiness of Eretz Yisrael upon us. V'lo yifsoik milehishtoikek Tamid Lahamshach Al Atzmai Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And a Jew should try never to stop that yearning, that deep yearning that I want to draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael upon myself. Ki b'chol pam shemishtoikek l'Eretz Yisrael, because every time that a Jew does this, that a Jew turns on that yearning for Eretz Yisrael, mizgaber kenegdoi b'chinas ha-choyvlim, those other guys come, the choyvlim come and try to battle that. They try to battle that or they try to jump on the bandwagon. U'mevalvelim chukosoi, and they try to confuse, to block that holy yearning. Alkein tzorech lizgaber kenegdom bechol pam tomid. Therefore, this is a constant battle. A person has to be working on this all the time. I get punched, I punch back. I get punched again, I punch back. I feel a weakening in that yearning, I turn it on again. I keep coming back again, turning it on again and again. V'oz yazreyu Hashem Yisborach lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael. And if a person does this, if a person keeps at it, the person will be zoichet to get to Eretz Yisrael, to get to that real, full, powerful connection to Eretz Yisrael. V'shom yizke l'noyam ho'elyon lo'netzach. And then the person will be zoichet to that divine sweetness permanently, eternally. And the person will never again fall into those choivlim. Rak adarabba, just the opposite. Yesakein ha-choivlim al-idei ha-ne'imim. He'll make such a powerful connection to the noyam that his noyam will be able to defeat all the choivlim. Bibchinas, as it says again at the end of that first chapter of Tikkun HaKlali, Ki loisazoiv nafshi l'shoil. Hashem, you will not allow my soul to go down. Loisitein chasitcho l'roi shachas. You will not allow your righteous person to see darkness, to see Gehenim, to see the lowest places. Shehein b'chinas hachoivlin. These words, sho'oil and shachas, all are terms that represent these choivlin. Shebohem nechaz hora. It's to these choivlim that all types of evil have attached themselves to. Bechinas sho'oil and shachas. Avul b'schus ha-tzadikim, yazreinu Hashem isborach. However, with the merit of the tzadikim, Hashem will help us, v'yatzileinu mehem, and Hashem will save us from these choivlim. V'nizke l'noyam ho'elyon lo'netzach, and will be zeiche to that divine sweetness eternally, permanently. Ki b'chol pam nizgaber al ha-choyvlim, because we'll always fight and defeat the choyvlim. Ad sheyizbatlu legamri, until we'll eliminate them completely. Ad shenizke lehikolel benoyam ho'elyoin lo'netzach, to the point where we'll make a permanent, eternal connection to that divine sweetness. Bechinois, as that first chapter finishes, ne'imois, b'yemincha netzach, that this sweetness, yemincha, Hashem's right hand, represents chesed, kindness, ahava, love, that holy love, netzach, will be eternal. Amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal officially concludes this halacha, but he's going to give us a few more short appendixes that we'll take up in the next Shir Mitzvashem. Any questions, please?
We talked about Shmiras Bris. We talked about Einayim. Nasser, what do you do? Sometimes I get involved with Yidden that are totally Rachman with Lund. They're not showing Bris. And it's really sad. But what do I do? I'm upset.
The answer is that we need to pray for all of Klal Yisrael, because the Geula, the redemption, is dependent on this issue, especially Tikkun HaBris. We say every morning, Uvo Letzion Goyel, the Redeemer, Moshiach, will come to Yerushalayim, Uleshovei Fesha BeYakov, to eliminate all sin, V'ani Zois Brisi. That again, one of the main issues that's going to help bring him is Tikkun HaBris. And every time that there's a Bris Mila, it's an incredible privilege to attend and to pray at a bris milah for me and my family and my friends, all the people that I know, to be zoche to tikkun habris. In addition, it's a matter of education, to promote the spreading of these holy sforim, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson Zal, which are among the rare sforim in the world that really teach a person the significance of tikkun habris, what it's all about, what it's really all about, and to promote the spreading of the tikkun hakloli. Rabbi Nazal said that Hashem gave him an incredible gift, that there are tzaddikim throughout the generations from the time of Adam HaRishon that searched for the ultimate repair of Pigam HaBris. And Rabbi Nazal said he was zeicha, he was given the privilege of discovering this secret formula that's so powerful, these 10 chapters of Tehillim, which again encompass the 10 types of song, the 10 levels of holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the 10 commandments, all included in this nuclear formula, which, if at all possible, a person should say daily, if at all possible. And when a person says it, to have in mind that I'm reciting these chapters to help me and all of Klal Yisrael be zoche to tikkun habris. People asked me in the past, should women say tikkun hakloli? And the answer is, again, I heard from my rabbis, definitely yes. A woman can also say and benefit tremendously from the tikkun hakloli. So these are the factors. Person needs to learn Torah and learn proper Torah, which really educates a person to be able to teach our children. Because unfortunately, in today's generation, many of the teenagers, religious teenagers that were brought up in religious homes and went to religious yeshivas and were never told anything at all about tikkun habris. In Hasidic yeshivas, usually there's a little bit more of an awareness of this issue. But again, unfortunately, there's a lot of lack of awareness, and the Yetzer Hara is so powerful. In today's generation, when I say today's generation, I mean the last 50 or 100 years, the Yetzer Hara is multiplying the power in this area of Pigam HaBris, every single type of version. And in today's secular culture, the whole concept of men and women is being cloudy, and it's all legal. And those people that don't acknowledge that, they're called weirdos. They're breaking the law. If you, Chas V'Shalom, try to separate between male and female, men and women, you're going against the culture. That's how perverted, that's how powerful the Yetzer Hara is today. Hashem should help that we should educate ourselves. We should be zeichet to learn these holy sforim, which enlighten us as to this significance, and pray to Hashem that Hashem should give us the power when we're being tested. Yosef HaTzadik was tested. And the Gemara tells many stories. This is clearly in the Gemara, of Tanoim in the Gemara that were given this test, these types of tests, and how they were zeichet to succeed in overcoming it. And again, this is one of the major reasons for coming close to tzaddikim, because the tzaddikim are the ones who are most aware of this. They're the ones who have succeeded in this area, and by attaching myself to them, I'm improving my chances of succeeding in this area, me and my family, etc.
Rav Nachman was nice enough that he gave us the tikkun hakloli, but Hashem took him early. What's the point of being a tzaddik if you leave this world early? It's a death sentence.
Rabbi Nachman made a statement shortly before he passed away. He said, "Gomarti ve'egmor." I have completed everything that I needed to complete, and I will complete. Not only that, but he even said that he has a deal with Hashem, that Hashem will not take away any of his people before they accomplish what they need to accomplish. Rabbi Nachman did make this perfectly clear, so that we believe, be'emunah shleima, that Rabbi Nachman, the Ari HaKodesh, the Ramchal, many tzaddikim who passed away at a young age, there are Tanoim in the Gemara who were told. We believe, be'emunah shleima, that even though on one hand it looks to us like we would have benefited so much more if they could have been here longer, Hashem knows exactly how long they need to be. And these tzaddikim, 1 minute of their time, Rabbi Nazal said that towards the end of his life, he was able to accomplish in 30 minutes what he had accomplished in his entire lifetime before that. So these tzaddikim who seem to have passed away young, they actually lived thousands of years in this world, in terms of our perception of time. And again, we believe that Hashem is fair. Hashem is not giving us a test that Hashem has given us these tzaddikim in a manner that we need in order for us to succeed. Anyone else?
Rabbi?
Yes.
How do we know for sure that Rabbeinu wanted his students that live in Israel? Because at the time, I don't believe he had students that lived in Israel, or maybe I don't know. But how do we know that Rabbeinu wanted people or his students that live in Israel to come and travel to him? Chutz Laaretz, like you explained, Bechinat Eretz Yisrael, to his kever. Is there something that he said that can confirm that?
Rav Nosson Zal is the one who Rabbeinu Zal said, he's the one who understood my teachings better than anyone else, you know, no question at all. And Rav Nosson Zal is the one who, after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, made it perfectly clear to all the students the significance of coming to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal's closest students that did move to Eretz Yisrael would travel from Eretz Yisrael back to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. One of those students was Reb Ephraim Barab Naftali, the son of Rab Naftali Zal, who was one of Rab Nosson Zal's most outstanding students. Also, Reb Avraham Barab Nachman, one of the outstanding leaders of Breslov in the previous generation, who was Makariv many of the leaders of Breslov in the previous generation, Reb Avraham, the son of Reb Nachman Tulchiner, when he lived in Eretz Yisrael, would travel to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, not a trip that took a couple of days, took a couple of months to go from Eretz Yisrael, to go by boat. This is pre-airplanes, to go by boat to Uman for Rosh Hashanah repeatedly. And there were others also. We have the Gemara, which says about the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Moshe Rabbeinu is buried outside of Eretz Yisrael. And when the Gemara says, why don't we know today where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? Because if we did know, people would go to Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. And why go to Moshe Rabbeinu's kever if you have the Moras Mapela right in Eretz Yisrael? Why go there? The answer is, because Moshe Rabbeinu's kever in Chutz Laaretz could be more effective than the Moras Mapela and other places. One of the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, who was not a Breslov Chassid, once came to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. And somebody asked him, what are you doing here? Why did you go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? You live in Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't you go to the Maras HaMapela? And he looked at the person who asked this question and he smiled and he said, he promised, they didn't. Rabbi Nachman made a promise that anyone who would come to his kever, not even 365 days a year, and would recite these 10 chapters of Tehillim there, and put aside tzedakah, that he would do certain things for them, certain incredible things. This rabbi said, he promised and they didn't, and that was enough of a reason to leave Eretz Yisrael, you know, to go to Rabbeinu Zal's kever. We've mentioned in the past the Stechemed, who is one of the powerful Poiskim, who writes, he lists some of the reasons why a person is permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael, and one of them that's listed there clearly is to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. Now the Stechemed knew that there are kvarim, holy graves in Eretz Yisrael. Again, a person could have a particular connection to a specific tzaddik, And that's my rabbi, that's my tzaddik, that's my connection. There's a lot more to say about this. This is a touch on this topic.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Sure. Anyone else, please, before we close?
Just one quick question.
Please.
When we talk about promises, any Litvak rabbi would say, we don't make deals with Hashem.
The answer is that this Litvak rabbi didn't drink enough olive oil. Otherwise, he would have remembered what he learned in first grade and second grade Chumash, where Yaakov Avinu says to Hashem, Hashem, let's make a deal. If you will provide me with food, and I will be loyal to you, and I'll give Maaser, etc., etc. It's right there in the Chumash. It's all over the Gemara. It's mentioned in the Gemara in many places. Many rabbis who shoot from the hip and make statements, different statements, that this is against the Torah, simply lacking in knowledge. I had the privilege of meeting Rabbi Rosenfeld when I was 16 years old, meeting a rabbi, a Talmud Chacham, who was well-versed in all of Shas, all of Shulchan Aruch, all of Chumash Tanakh, and the Zohar Kodesh. And when these questions came up, it was always perfectly clear that it's simply a lack of knowledge or a blind spot on the part of a person. And the more Likutei Halachos you will learn, you'll see thousands of proofs in the Chumash, in the Gemara, for every single bit of advice and guidance that Rabbeinu Zal and all of the tzaddikim give us. A person is Chana. Chana, when she prayed for children, did she make a deal? Take a look. Look in the Navi. See what it says. Hashem, if you will give me a child, I will designate this child completely for you. I'll put him in the Beis HaMikdash. He won't live it. He'll live in the Beis HaMikdash by Eli HaKoyin. It's all over. It's all over. There are people, unfortunately, who either didn't learn or forgot what they learned, or because of personal arrogance, because of kavod, because they want to show that they're right and their way is the right way, when they hear something that's different their way, it's not in the Torah. It doesn't exist. And to be able to say it's not in the Torah, you better make sure that you have the whole Torah on your fingertips. I remember seeing times that there were certain incredible Talmidei Chachamim who were asked certain questions, and the answer was, it's not there, it's not in Shas. To be able to say that something is not in the Torah takes much, much more knowledge than to be able to say where something is in the Torah. There are rabbis that are on that level, and there are rabbis that are not on that level. And unfortunately, they make mistakes. But my experience, my limited experience in the past 45 years approximately, any word that Rabbeinu Zal or Rav Nosson Zal or other great tzaddikim have said is clearly sourced in perfect, beautiful sources in the Torah. For everybody. No Litvak, Sfari, no one is excluded. And if they simply will learn the Torah properly, they'll get all the right guidance. A wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekoyer HaBrocha. Shabbos is this Noyam Ho'elyon. You see that when the Jews went out of Egypt, two things happened. Number one, the Erev Rav came out with us. And the Erev Rav are an example of these Chovlim, the Ra of the Chovlim, which even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't succeed in overcoming completely because it wasn't the right time. Moshiach will be able to eliminate the Ra of the Chovlim completely. But even Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyin, these greatest tzaddikim, the Erev Rav kept punching holes in Klal Yisrael throughout the time in the desert. That's an example of the Ra of the Chovlim. And then Lahavdil, Yisroi came. Yisroi came and joined Klal Yisrael. Yisroi is a Ger Tzedek, you know, a holy Ger, that came and joined Klal Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, you know, was in his merit. He added a parsha to the Torah. In this week, tomorrow morning's Torah reading, we're going to be reading those words, V'ato Secheze, where Yisroi guides Moshe Rabbeinu. He gives him advice. And Moshe Rabbeinu thanks him and implements his advice to appoint a hierarchy of leadership in Klal Yisrael. You know, and Yisroi brought tremendous bracha to Klal Yisrael. So we have all of this. Every chapter in Likutei Moran is an interpretation, a clear understanding of what's going on in the Torah. Baruch Hashem. Shabbat shalom u'mevorach.
Amen. Thank you so much. Very well put. I really, really appreciate not just you saying it, but your facial expressions. It means so much to me.
Great.
Thank you, Rabbi. Great Shabbos.
Great Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbat shalom.
And Chodesh Tov, we're going to be welcoming the new month of Adar. All of us should be able to glow and shine with Simcha, Mitzvah Shem. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much,
Rav. All the best.
Thank you so much. Have a good night of Shabbat.
Good night of Shabbat.